The European Union's Disease Control Agency has increased its risk level for the coronavirus COVID-19 from moderate to high. There have been almost 2,200 coronavirus cases in 18 member states and 38 reported deaths. But let's get the latest on what's been happening here in Ireland first with our health correspondent Fergal Bowers. Fergal, anything more we can say about the first case that we heard about at the weekend?
Well, a student who has the virus remains in hospital and is being cared for with infection control procedures. The hope and expectation is that he will make a full recovery. The HSE has issued that letter to all parents of students at this school, which is linked to that individual case. And the measures to be taken are focused solely on the children and the staff at the school, not their families or the wider community. Their families don't have to limit their activities. The letter says that students should limit social interactions in as far as possible. So that would mean, that would include having visitors to their home, not having visitors to their home. And a common sense approach is advised. There are meetings to be held at the school tonight, not a public meeting, but meetings for parents, one meeting there, and then a meeting with elected representatives. And the HSE says that such a meeting is okay at this stage. There are no health risks to that meeting at this point.
Because that, again, plays back into the directive about the families of these students being okay. It's just the students themselves who attended that school who have to self-isolate. Now, another letter has been sent today by the Chief Medical Officer. This letter has gone to all schools in the country. What does it say?
It has. I mean, this letter from Dr. Tony Hoolan sets out the basis on which that school in the east of the country has been closed for 2 weeks from today. And it says the closing of the school was a decision made on public health grounds after risk assessment deemed it appropriate. So it's a precautionary closure. But he says all other schools will remain open. The events at this school do not affect any other school in the country. And I think the view it was expressed this morning also by Dr. Hoolan, that it's been reported that some sports clubs and organisations have been cancelling training or some matches, and there's no advice for that. That's not recommended. And really, any organisation or body that has any concern is being asked to contact the HSE for scientific advice as to what should be done, if anything.
When's the next briefing from the HSE?
We're going to have a briefing this evening at about 7 o'clock. We'll get an update as to what's happening. We're expecting advice soon from the National Public Health Emergency Team on risk assessments for mass gatherings. Decisions will be taken closer to events because the situation, as you can see, is changing by the hour. No one knows what that picture might look like in 5 or 10 days' time. But obviously, one of the first big events coming quite soon are the St. Patrick's Festival celebrations. And obviously, the organisers will be looking for direction and advice on that. So I think, and we were told that a decision would be made on that soon. So I think you should expect a decision on that within a couple of days.
Okay, and Dr. Hoolan, again this morning, saying that guidelines will be given to people who are organising large events. That's probably expected today, I would imagine, from what I heard him say today earlier.
Yes, it sounds like it's coming today, and I know there are a lot of meetings going on today, and it's probably one of the reasons why the briefing this evening, which will be streamed on RT News Now this evening, is coming a bit later than maybe some of the other briefings.
And are you aware that testing is continuing? Are people being tested who've returned from infected
testing
areas?
Is continuing. The official figure on the number of negative tests up to this day last week was 90, but and I understand the figure has gone well past 120, I think, at this stage. And we're expecting to hear an updated figure on that tomorrow, because we get a full briefing from the emergency team. And the expectation is that the numbers will have quite significantly increased because of the expanded case definition from the European Centre for Disease Control in relation to the at-risk areas. So more testing, and obviously the school issues there. I think we're going to see more significant figures. As of this moment, though, we have the one confirmed case of COVID-19 in the Republic of Ireland, and that other case in Northern Ireland.
Okay, Fergal Bowers, thank you for bringing us that update. Let's take a look at the national picture now, because it has been developing rapidly today over the last number of hours. Our reporter Sharon Lynch has more on this now. Sharon, what, first of all, has the EU been saying?
Well, Claire, yeah, the European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control today raised its risk level for the virus from moderate to high. In other words, the virus continues to spread and is now present in 68 countries. Now, Europe is not as badly hit as China. Italy has been the worst affected in Europe with 1,694 testing positive. Now, the latest figures from that centre show that worldwide just over 89,000 cases of COVID-19 have been so far reported. There have been over 3,000 deaths. Now, in Europe, 2,199 cases have been reported. Now, the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said earlier today that the risk level for coronavirus has been raised by the EU. Speaking in Brussels, she said they were now launching a corona response team to deal with the revolving situation.
ECDC has announced today that the risk level has risen from moderate to high for people in the European Union. In other words, the virus continues to spread. Today, we are launching the Corona Response Team. This Corona Response Team brings together all the different strands of action that have been in place since many, many weeks. You have witnessed their outstanding work, but also brings in place in the Corona Response Team the new ones, the new work streams, the emerging work streams.
That's the European Commission President there. And Sharon, there have been new cases around Europe today and elsewhere. Take us through them.
Yeah, well, firstly, Public Health England has warned that the widespread transmission of the virus in the UK is highly likely. Now, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, of course, gathered ministers for an emergency COBRA meeting earlier to discuss the situation there. Now, Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, also attended that meeting after Scotland confirmed its first case. Now, the total number of infected in Britain now stands at 36. Now, just some of the countries, Indonesia, Iceland, Thailand, Portugal, Armenia and Andorra have confirmed their first cases of the virus today. Now, a second death was registered in the US as the number of cases there jumped to 88. Now, New York officials have reported this, the city's first case. Now, South Korea, of course, has reported 476 new cases, bringing the total to around 4,300. 26 people have already died in South Korea from the virus. Now, of course, control efforts against the epidemic have been tightened up in the city. There's pictures of military trucks being sent to the streets of Daegu to spray disinfectant. And many soldiers have been sent to the headquarters of a religious group in South Korea, to which about half of the confirmed cases were reportedly linked. Now, in the last half an hour, some 150 people at a BMW research and development centre in Munich are being quarantined at home for 2 weeks after coming into contact with an employee who has coronavirus. That's according to a spokesman there.
Now, a lot of those new cases are linked back to Italy, Sharon. Have some countries put restrictions in place in relation to flights to and from Italy?
Yeah, well, the US Delta Airlines there is suspending until May flights to Milan in northern Italy, where most of the coronavirus cases have been reported. Now, flights to Rome will continue. American Airlines Group announced a similar move over the weekend. Turkish Airlines has temporarily halted all flights to and from Italy. Now, British Airways and EasyJet have reduced its flight schedules to Italy from between March 14th and March 28th. Now, Ryanair is cutting the number of flights it operates from Italy to Georgia by at least half over the coming weeks also. Now, Italy's Tourism Federation has said that up to 90% of hotel and travel agency bookings have been cancelled in Rome and up to 80% in Sicily for March. So it's having an impact on tourism there.
OK, Sharon, we'll leave it there for now. We have more on the coronavirus later in the programme, including advice for employers and employees and a look at the economic impact of the outbreak.